Last November, celebrity chef Guy Fieri of the Food Network show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives came to Chico to cook Thanksgiving dinner for evacuees and first responders. After serving some 7,500 pounds of turkey, he went around town and sampled some of the city's dining options. He liked what he saw and tasted so much that this week, he came back to tape an entire episode of his show dedicated to Chico. Reporter Crystal Smith grabbed a few moments with him as he taped a segment at Sin of Cortez.
We shot a special about Chico, a three-restaurant special. So typically a show is made up of three locations, and those locations will be spread throughout the country. But I wanted to do something just about Chico. So three of the locations are going to be grouped together in a Chico special, which never happens. I mean, we very seldom do just one town. But because of the first responders and because of the community and because of all the great things that are going on and all the support that Butte County, Butte Strong, is doing, we thought it'd be fitting to do something about them. So we've got a lot of first responders in the show. We've got a lot of, at the beginning and the end, tell a little bit of the story of what happened. And not so much what happened, but more about the rebuilding and all the positive energy that's going on. And food is a big, it's a big part of that. You know, we had the fire in Santa Rosa, which was just horrible, and so many of our friends and family had, you know, lost homes and close to burned close to our house. And fortunately, we didn't lose ours, but we were evacuated, and that was a crazy experience I've never been through. And when that happened, and we had, and we watched our own friends and, you know, people that we knew so well, I mean, coaches and people that work at the bank and anybody and everybody, I had an understanding of what was going on and what was needed. And we had fed a bunch of folks there and in Santa Rosa when this happened. So when the fires took place up in Redding and Shasta, when the car fire happened, we knew kind of what we could do to help. And that kind of led to knowing what to do to help when we came here for the campfire.
Did you have to evacuate?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you grab?
Grabbed water, grabbed our dogs. We keep all of our photos backed up on hard drives, so we grab those out. Grab just some simple things, grab clothes, you know, not knowing what was going to happen. Probably if there's one, it's very interesting you ask that question. If there's one thing that I would say to everybody is to sit down and now in a time when you're not in stress and so forth, and make yourself a list of what you really should be grabbing. And also maybe make yourself a bug out bag of what things you would need to have with you. Because simple things, like I think we had one charger, one phone charger, and everybody, of course, is trying to keep up on what's going on. And we evacuated, I mean, thousands, our whole street, our whole neighborhood was evacuated. You know, my mom and dad, my wife, my son, our dogs. And so we all evacuated. And so that was one of the things I took from that, is to be the preparedness. And then when we came to the campfire, we were up cooking. We were just in a random parking lot, and we had some really neat community people that helped get us a place to cook. We just went and bought food at Cash and Carry and started cooking. And church groups came, the Salvation Army came. They started giving food. We were buying food at Costco or Cash and Carry, and a gentleman came out and said, "Oh, you're the chef." And I said, "Yeah, what are you making?" He goes, "Well, we're a church group, and we've got a lot of people in our parking lot, a lot of people sleeping in our church, and we're trying to make them some food." I said, "Buddy, I'm here. I'll cook whatever you need. How many people you got?" And he's like, "Seriously? Yeah, come, here's the address in this random parking lot that I'm at. Come by and get the food." And so just different. Sometimes we'd be making meals for 100. Sometimes we'd be making meals for 500. It's awesome to see when community comes together, and I hate to see that it's in the time of tragedy, you know, when we're going through a really difficult time. But if there's that feeling or that saying or that understanding that it was, if there is a silver lining in such devastation, to see great people rising up, supporting one another. There was no question about politics, no question about this or that. It was just people getting together and getting it done. I saw a lot of love and support and respect. Let's not just wait for when it's a difficult time to have that. You know, we need to have that on a regular basis. And I think that'll solve a lot of the difficult times that our country's facing.